The Seductive Language Black Book, Module 2, with Dr. Steve G. Jones. Number 1. Signals and cues. Before you can begin seducing someone, you have to find out if that person can be seduced in the first place. Seduction works best if the seducer and the subject are a good match. The general formula for sensing how easy or difficult it would be for you to seduce a subject is rapport building leads to matching, which leads to signal sensing. Establishing rapport is the first step in successfully seducing another person. While some practitioners may argue that a little friction is necessary to make the seducer more interesting, you also expose yourself to the risk of being outwardly rejected by your subject. Instead of dealing with unnecessary risks, we're going to take a safer route, harmonize with your subject first before anything else. Harmonizing with someone can be easier than you think. You don't have to rely solely on verbal language to get things done. In the sphere of influence, the primary method of establishing rapport is using the technique called matching and mirroring. Here's how it works. 1. Observe. Take notes from your subject's favorite expressions, mannerisms, gestures, body posture, etc. 2. Match. Pick a handful of notable gestures and mannerisms and slowly integrate them into your own repertoire. The trick is not to use them all at once. Matching and mirroring emphasizes the use of body language or nonverbal language to signal to your subject's subconscious mind. About 60% of everything that you communicate to your subject is expressed through your posture and facial expressions, hand gestures, arm gestures, and even the position of your feet during an interaction. Your subject may not acknowledge your nonverbal signals directly, but trust me, their subconscious mind is well aware of them. To maximize the effectiveness of matching and mirroring, avoid being overly conscious of what you're doing and what you look like. If you're going to match your subject's mannerisms, for example, when they are laughing, do it as if you're talking to someone you really care about. This will bring about a great big change in your natural body language. You will no longer feel anxious or nervous that you don't look convincing enough. You will simply perform the gestures simply because you want to, and this is when your natural seductive talent will shine. After matching and mirroring your subject, perform signal sensing to see if your subject is responsive to what you're doing. Eventually, your subject will begin matching your nonverbal signals, at which point you've already succeeded in establishing the first layer of harmony with your subject. Number 2, that strange feeling. You know that strange feeling in your tummy when you're attracted to someone, but you don't know why or how exactly? That strange feeling is actually the result of natural seduction and, of course, attraction in its purest form. We can actually replicate the same effect by sending powerful subconscious signals to your subject. What's interesting about this approach is that you don't have to think long and hard of what to say or express to your subject to trigger an almost wild attraction to you. Here's the pattern. Identify the nature of the subject, which leads to the trigger, which leads to diversion. First, gather feedback from your subject to see how responsive they are to you. Your questions should revolve around your main intention for having the conversation in the first place. When you've gained sufficient information and you begin to understand your subject's desires and motivations, you can begin dropping triggers or hints that indirectly allude to your central intention or positive aspects of your subject's personality, identity, or history. After dropping your hint or trigger, it's important that you create a diversion immediately to intensify the subject's interest. The diversion will allow your subject's mind to mark the hint or trigger and remember it throughout the conversation and even after. Your subject's conscious mind, on the other hand, will become preoccupied with solving the puzzle. What puzzles am I talking about? The main strength of the seducer is that they can be the biggest enigma that the subject has ever seen. Enigmas are fascinating because they're meant to be taken apart and solved. The mind can't help but wonder why a person would be such a puzzle, and it delights in putting together seemingly disparate pieces. For example, I know this sounds strange, but I understand you perfectly because of certain events in my life. Here's another one. What's certain is we agree on certain things, and we don't know why, and I like it. Finally, I'm happiest when I'm with you. You keep making me smile with the little things you do. Realize that the formula for the trigger is simple. As long as you maintain a positive vibe and you withhold crucial information before ending the trigger, it will work. Triggers are simply markers meant to entice the subject, to focus on you and your message. Always remember that seduction is still a form of persuasion and influence, and the same core rules apply. The only difference is that seduction can be used to subconsciously influence a person into doing something that they won't do under ordinary circumstances. Realize that, of course, you always use your powers and your abilities for positive results. Number 3, I know what you want. When your subject begins warming up to you, that would be the best time to start looking for vulnerabilities and weaknesses. A weakness is usually something that your subject truly wants and would do anything to have. As a seducer, you can capitalize on specific desire and use it as a pivotal point for the conversation so your subject will begin to realize that you hold the key to making the desire come to life. The formula for this technique is subject feedback leads to deriving weaknesses, which leads to identifying central desire. Here's a good example. Assuming that you want to impress your date so that they will see you as the perfect partner, you can create a realistic image of yourself that is completely aligned with what the subject thinks is their perfect partner. Authenticity is of paramount importance. There's a fine line between demonstrating that you have what your subject wants or needs and plain bragging. No one likes a bragger, unless you brag with the intent to make someone laugh. In short, pure bragging will not help your seduction efforts. Here's a good example. Let's say that you wanted to seduce people in a conference so that they'll like the idea that you're presenting. This is called social seduction. Normally, what people do is they simply present their idea and wish that the right people will notice their efforts. This is obviously not an ideal way to get results. If you want to guarantee your victory in the face of pressure and competition, you need to be more aggressive with your approach. The following statements will highlight how you can capitalize on central desires to amplify your persuasiveness. Our organization has been looking for a way to effectively scale up its operations, and I've got just the thing. Here's another. We've just been informed that our department has been lagging behind other departments in terms of performance. There's something you should all know, which I will share with you in a minute, and it's something that you need but didn't realize it before. But now I have it. Hopefully, we can all share its benefits. Realize that what makes this technique powerful is that it positions the seducer as the subject's natural leader, and the subject accepts the change in roles with zero or minimal resistance. This tends to happen because we love being shown the way. This is the big secret that bosses don't want their employees to know. It's hard to come up with consistently good ideas. When a good idea comes along, the boss knows it, but they may not acknowledge it because of this position within the group as a leader. Does acknowledging good ideas from your subject hamper seduction? While a boss or manager may feel nervous about acknowledging good ideas from an employee or team member, positive feedback from you can actually improve your relationship with your subject immensely. Agreement triggers more agreement and harmony, the same way that disagreement gives rise to different forms of conflict. Your initial goal as a seducer and influencer is to harmonize with your subject by first showing that you are a natural leader and that you have strong similarities with your subject. If you can accomplish these two crucial goals, you're bound to succeed with seduction. Now I'd like you to join me in the next module. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.